In 2 months, hospitals in California will make history. They'll be required by state law to hire at least one registered nurse for every 6 patients. The law is intended to make hospital care safer for patients, but the shortage of nurses is particularly acute in California, and hospitals already are having a tough time finding nurses. Now they're scrambling even more. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports on some of the creative efforts hospitals are making to find nurses.
No, it's not a quiz show or the stock exchange, although the energy is about as high. The gong goes off at Pulse Healthcare Staffing every time someone succeeds in attracting a nurse to California. The company started 2 years ago in anticipation of the new law that will require most hospitals in the state to dramatically increase their nursing staff.
So provide patient care in high-risk labor and delivery. Okay. Can you give me an idea of the different...
About 24 very eager and mostly young people sit side by side at one of 2 long rectangular tables facing each other eye to eye, computers at their fingertips, loud, raging music pumping overhead. Dan Walters is vice president here. He says the high-energy environment was purposeful, all the better to recruit more nurses, even if they're only temporary.
We're everywhere from the border of Oregon all the way down to the border of Tijuana. I mean, we have the valley, the bay, Southern California, Northern California, mountainous, beach. I mean, we're everywhere. We have every location that an RN could possibly want to go to.
The nurses sign 2- or 3-month contracts, which can be renewed. And if location isn't a lure on its own, there are other perks for these temps.
Round-trip airfare to get here and back, a rental car for the duration of the assignment while they're here, fully furnished private housing, which would include everything from telephone to cable to any housewares that you might need, and then a very competitive pay wage and full paid benefits as well.
Anything over 40 hours is $55 an hour. Anything over 12 hours in the same day is $65 an hour. And right now for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Eve, we're paying $90 an hour.
At these rates, Pulse Healthcare can double what nurses make in states like Georgia and Alabama. So far, the company's placed 265 RNs in California hospitals. Hospitals like Tenet Healthcare, which owns 41 hospitals in the state. Tenet official David Langness says the recruiting agency is only a part of the campaign to hire more nurses, both temporary and permanent.
Tenet has a whole range of programs to attract nurses. We give bonuses. The sign-on bonuses can range from $2,000 to $10,000, depending on the skills of the nurse. We give car leases for certain periods of time, 2 years, for example, for nurses who sign on. We have funded trips, vacation trips.
Vacation trips all over the world. And Tenet is not alone. Most hospitals in California now offer sign-on bonuses and even bonuses to nurses who refer colleagues to hospitals.
3 or 4 years ago, if you were a computer programmer fluent in many of the basic computer languages, you could name your price. The dot-com revolution happened. Now it's nurses' turn.
The nursing shortage is especially acute in California for a number of reasons. Like the rest of the nation, nurses are aging and there are fewer younger people going into the field. But in California, the population has grown dramatically, and so has the need for nurses. And California was the first state to champion managed care health plans, which dominated health care for over a decade. That resulted in hospitals trying to cut costs by downsizing, laying off RNs, and hiring cheaper, less trained personnel. Now hospitals are trying to turn that around, not only with bonuses and enticements, but by recruiting more young people permanently into the field of nursing.
The limbs, right. 4 limbs, even the legs also.
Legs also?
Yes.
Luis Escalon graduated from nursing school 3 weeks ago at hospital expense. He's an RN now undergoing specialty training in the emergency room at Queen of Angels Hollywood Presbyterian Medical Center. He's part of a new generation of nurses benefiting from scholarship programs offered by hospital corporations like Tenet, programs aimed at helping young, financially needy Hispanics go to nursing school.
They gave me a $10,000 grant. It was a monthly payment, and
It helped me a lot with books, supplies, transportation. I survived with that money.
Survived and graduated at the top of his class.
If I didn't have that money, I was working part-time, and I noticed that I wasn't doing that great in school because I was working and going to school. With that money, I was able to go full-time and got a lot better grades thanks to that grant, and I finished a lot faster.
In addition to the scholarship, Escalon got a $7,000 sign-on bonus for the night shift, along with a leased car. But even with all this extraordinary effort, tenant official Langness says hospitals are unlikely to be prepared.
Every hospital will be short of nurses come January 1st. And that hospital, on a one-by-one basis, will have to make the choice. Do we, A, close programs and not treat the patients that come to us, or B, violate the law?
California's Healthcare Association estimates that 5,000 new nurses will have to be on board come January 1st. Association officials say hospitals might have to turn patients away in order to comply with the law. For the most part, nurses say there is no choice. They say a decade of hospital downsizing and layoffs of nurses has put patient care in jeopardy. And in fact, recent studies show that when there are more nurses caring for patients, patients' risk of dying in the hospital decreases. With the new law, nurses say, patients will be safer. Patricia Nayment, NPR News, Los Angeles.